Dear friends, welcome to the Mindful Maya podcast. This is a podcast dedicated to understanding the phenomenon of the mind and be free from its conditions. The series features various talk shows given by the mystic Maya around the world in what he calls the conversation from the silence to the silence.
So, you can already start closing your eyes. It will allow us to go more inwards ourselves, and it allows us to see what is happening inside, because a lot of our focus, our attention goes outwards from the eyes, and because there is so much information our eyes can gather, we start becoming focused outside. When we are seated with our eyes closed, then a lot of this focus or a lot of these parts of our consciousness stays inside, and a little bit goes outside from the ears at first. And the more we are seated and we watch more and more inside, the focus of the ears also will calm down. It will also become more quiet, and it will allow us to see more of what is inside. And on today's session, we are focusing to understand chod or chod, what that means in terms of understanding stories and going beyond stories. And beyond stories is where the meditation happens. It is where the non-narrative prisons of ever-witnessing consciousness lies. With the practice of meditation, or let's say simply by sitting and watching, we will start to understand the process of how our own individual mind is working. When our consciousness flows outside, or our attention, our focus goes outside, it is not impossible, but it is difficult to understand our own mind, because we have a tendency of identifying ourselves with anything from outside. While this identification is not necessarily negative, it does affect us in our day-to-day life, in our emotional cycles, in our experience of being who we are. When the focus is inside, the consciousness starts flowing inside more, because it needs to flow somewhere. It always flows somewhere, and we can decide where it flows. So here, seated like this and with our closed eyes, we can start seeing how it moves inside. Whenever there is an uneasy in the body, and the mind may say, I want to move my body a little bit, stretch here, stretch there. This is when we are seeing our body from inside and also seeing our mind from inside. By not responding to the desire to move the body as much as possible, we begin to see even more and more of this phenomena, of the desire. We also begin to see the phenomena of the relationship of this flowing consciousness with the body. Now let's move on to the understanding of stories. What are they? How do they affect us? And yet how we can understand what is story, and by understanding allow ourselves to find an unmoving, blissful presence inside ourselves. So stories need characters, and characters need masks to express themselves. Just like a clay animation, the artist puts a smiley face to the same clay, takes it off, puts a sad face, takes it off, puts a crying face. These are all masks. Yet the clay figure is the same. And what causes these different emotions to appear in the face? And it literally is a mask. A smiley mask holds certain muscles in our body that the crying mask does not hold. Or the crying mask has its own set of muscles and bones that it holds. If you have noticed, and if not, I want to encourage you to notice that these different masks have their own sets of muscles and bones in the body that they hold. If you see a person laughing very hard, bursting out in laughter, and if you see another person bursting out in laughter, the mask is the same. The people may be different. The face, the recognition of this face may be different for these two people. But the mask they wear for laughter is the same, and is the same for every other emotions. So to understand the story, we need to understand emotions. But let's not think that we need to do this and put a pressure on us. Simply by watching ourselves, closed eyes, seated in meditation like this, we can understand gradually all of these things. And suddenly someday you meet somebody who says something about a situation, and it makes you, let's say it makes you angry. Now what was it that you had before hearing this story and that changed itself into anger? Something changed. You may have been happy before or calm before hearing this news. And the same calmness, same happiness immediately converted itself into anger. So the story happened that you heard a story and it triggered the anger mask inside you. And this mask not only held the bones and muscles of your face, it also held different parts of your body. Some force, some pressure around the chest, some force and pressure around your arms or legs. Maybe you went into a fight or flight mode. The same energy changed into all of these. Just by hearing a story, it changed. And this is the same for every emotion. And every story we hear in our lives, the more we go and see within ourselves how different stories are affecting us in our daily lives, the more easier it becomes. The more easier it becomes to watch ourselves, and the more relaxed we become, simply by understanding that this is a story, we can allow ourselves to remain in the state of seeing that the masks have changed. Something entered into our being through the ears, through the eyes. It triggered something in us, and our total internal presence changed to something else. By simply understanding what our stories and knowing what they do to us, we can begin to see what changes and what does not change. And what or who is the one that notices all this? Hence, it makes a trinity of what changed, what is it that does not change, and who is the one noticing everything. The one noticing everything is the witness that knows, that sees everything that's happening around the mind and the body. What has happened is that the stories have changed, or the story happened and it triggered emotions in us. It affected us somehow. So all forms of meditation practices are basically tools for our use to gradually allow ourselves to see what is happening in our own minds, or tools to allow us to see the stories. And since meditation is entirely individual thing, the story happening inside someone else's mind, for you as an individual, will not make any effect. Of course, if someone is suffering, you can see what stories have made them suffer. You can be compassionate and help them. And this is what therapists do. They listen to your stories, they understand and show you how the stories are affecting your internal being. And if you meditate, you can see it for yourself, how a certain story is affecting you. By understanding the stories that happens inside our mind or around us, we begin to see more and more patterns of how our own individual life is made up of, and how we can understand these patterns to make our life full of more internal peace and more internal relaxation. I won't say more filled with joy, because life is a combination of both joyness and sadness. the high ecstatic expressions and feelings, emotions, and the low feelings, low emotions. Life is filled with both. And bliss is this state from where it is seen and acknowledged that both of them exist, and they run in cycles, in chakras. They come, they go. An understanding of the stories also allows ourselves, when there is sadness, to know that now there is sadness, and it is now time for this character to play the sadness. The moment that we understand that this is now a time to play sadness, the effect of the sadness starts dropping to the point you may not be sad at all. You may simply notice the process and understand that that also is part of being you. It may, on the other hand, bring more peace for you. And there is a practice that we can all do, a very effective practice. Simply remind yourself whenever there are some situations that you don't like or you like, simply remind yourself that this is a story. Again, by understanding story, you can either play the story consciously or you can drop the story. Playing the story unconsciously, which is what we normally do, it starts creating, or it may start creating, shadows in us, and these shadows affect us without ourselves knowing it. If we understand and we play the story consciously, then we can catch whenever, at whatever point, there is an uncomfortable feeling for us. We can know that that is when the shadows are being formed, and we can drop the story immediately to not have any shadows formed within us. And we can also play the stories, or the story, we can let it play itself, let it unfold itself. Yet, by continuously understanding that you are indeed also dropping it as it happens. And by dropping the stories consciously, it won't go away from the memory, but it will not affect you so deeply that it creates misery. There are two ways to live a life. One, normally how we live is by gathering of the stories. Unconsciously, day by day, we go wherever we go, whatever we hear, whatever happens to us, we are gathering stories. And throughout life, we have gathered many, many stories. With each person we have met, we have formed a story, and we have stored the story in our bags. even if it's a positive and uplifting story with a certain somebody, with a certain group, it is still a story, yet a light form of story, casting almost no shadows, crystal clear waters. We have also shared a lot of stories that affected us negatively, that we felt were full of misery, and it affected us in a not so good experiences. And they are the ones, those are heavy stories, those are heavy emotions, and the more dense they are, the more deeper and darker shadows they form. But if we had known that this is a story, and we are characters, we are characters playing this story, wearing this mask of agony, anger, or love, happiness, then we would have identified ourselves with that does not change, cannot hold anything, is ever present, and is always in bliss. You can practice this with a mantra, that also. If you are serious into meditation, if you really want to learn, you can practice whatever situation is happening with you. You can remind yourself that also is a story, and you can simply drop it. In fact, by dropping the story, then we are allowed to play it the way we want. And when we consciously understand the story and drop it, then what happens, the act that happens from us, becomes a compassionate act, spontaneous act, that helps you as well and the others involved. And one practice, one understanding of chod is dropping of the stories. Because in deep sleep, in meditation, and in death, what happens actually is the stories drop. And it is visible that the stories is being dropped. It is visible that our identities, our relationships, our connections with things and people and situations in life are all going away. And that is when it hurts to see them go away. Yet we also see that there is something that does not go away, and that it is watching things go away. And the whole practice of meditation, the whole practice of tantra, yantra, mantra, so many different kinds of practices, yoga, the union, is to eventually allow us to drop the stories. So this is an exercise that I'm sharing to consciously remind ourselves whatever is happening around, even this session, even whatever I am saying here, that this is also, or that also is a story. And drop it for a while. And eventually you will also see that even the body, the physical, biological body, is also a story. And this will bring you more to the state of bodilessness, or videha, without a body. Simply reminding you that you are a free, flowing, consciousness. And when you can see all of this and understand the story, understand how the stories affect the mind, the emotional body, the physical body, and it affects everything around you, and it allows you to be present with yourself, be present with calmness, then when you come back from the meditation to the world with all this understanding, then you have completed a circle. You have gone within, you have seen how the internal world works and how the external world is affected by it, or how the external world works and you are internally affected by it. Then you know the game, then you know the art, and then you know the story and how to play it or not play it, because that also is a story. There are states in mind that the moment the mind has stopped thinking, the moment there has been no thoughts for a while, and the ear hears some sound from outside, or the mind notices that there has been no thought, immediately the thought is there. It may say, aha, this is how it feels. Or it may say, aha, this is what flowing of consciousness means, that it goes out. Or it starts to do the self-explain of the experience. We just watch whatever the mind does, because each thought is a unit of stories, even within the mind. And whenever you find yourself beyond the stories, you may not understand the state. And when we come back of that state, then the mind can understand. Or we can even say we can use our mind to understand what happens in that state. So therefore, everything around us is a story that helps us understand the state beyond stories. Now let's stay in silence for a while. Let's drop everything. Let's drop all the stories and let's just watch.
Dear friends, we want to publish these life-changing conversations as a book, and for that, we need your help. Please leave your thoughts on our Facebook page, Maya Satsang, and also share this podcast with your friends. Every thought is valuable, and every share counts.